Section 10. Candidates for Oregon Attorney General. Term, 4 years. Salary, $82,220. All candidates for Oregon Attorney General were asked these three questions. 1. What are your top policy priorities for the State Justice Department? 2. How can the State Justice Department contribute to fighting drug trafficking and abuse? 3. What, if any, changes would you suggest to the conflict of interest rules applicable to the Attorney General? There are two candidates for Oregon Attorney General. Will Lathrop, Republican. Answers to questions. 1. What are your top policy priorities for the State Justice Department? Answer. 1. Reduce the prevalence of drugs and hold drug traffickers accountable. Drug cartels are profiting millions of dollars by exploiting those struggling with addiction, crushing families across Oregon. The prevalence of fentanyl in our state has left a growing population vulnerable to exploitation and abuse. 2. Restore safe communities and support law enforcement. Oregon is suffering under a cloud of crime and people don't feel safe. I've dedicated my career to protecting children and vulnerable populations from crime. As Oregon's next Attorney General, I will work collaboratively with state, local, and federal law enforcement to keep our communities safe. 3. Restore trust in government and enforce Oregon's corruption laws. We need to ensure there is accountability when taxpayer dollars are allocated towards solving a problem. As Oregon's next Attorney General, I will enforce a zero-tolerance policy for misuse of public office and misuse of public funds. 2. How can the State Justice Department contribute to fighting drug trafficking and abuse? Answer. By statute, the Attorney General is in charge of investigating organized crime in Oregon, which includes drug trafficking, human trafficking, organized retail theft, online exploitation of children, racketeering, money laundering, etc. The Department of Justice is supposed to build a collective strategy for law enforcement across the state and to collaborate with federal and international law enforcement agencies to reduce the inflow of drugs into Oregon. The Oregon DOJ has largely failed in that capacity over the last decade. I have dedicated my entire career to public safety and protecting victims from exploitation and violence. I am uniquely qualified to lead a collaborative, multi-state effort to greatly reduce the supply of illegal drugs flowing into Oregon and to hold drug traffickers accountable. My top priority will be to reduce the prevalence of drug trafficking in our state. 3. What, if any, changes would you suggest to the conflict of interest rules applicable to the Attorney General? Answer. Conflict of interest rules, as applied to the Office of the Attorney General, are guided by a complex tapestry of centuries-old common law, Oregon case law, and Oregon legislative statutes. When I am elected as the Attorney General, I will inherit that tapestry of rules and will follow the law. I am hesitant to suggest changes to those rules because such changes are within the purview of the legislature and the court, and my advocacy could be seen, in and of itself, as a conflict of interest. Dan Rayfield, Democrat. Answers to questions. 1. What are your top policy priorities for the State Justice Department? Answer. 3 overarching goals will focus our work. First, we'll work to protect Oregonians' values and policies from national threats. Examples include threats to our reproductive health care, collective bargaining, and vote-by-mail system. The second is to expand the work of the Civil Enforcement Division to ensure enforcement of the laws that protect our values and protect vulnerable Oregonians. Modeling off of other states' work, we envision this happening through creating a Working Families Unit to focus on protections like wage theft, misclassification, and child labor. Finally, we will focus on partnering with law enforcement and criminal justice reform advocates to keep our communities safe and help combat homelessness and substance abuse disorder. 2. How can the State Justice Department contribute to fighting drug trafficking and abuse? Answer. The Attorney General plays a critical role in combating drug trafficking and abuse. We will work closely with local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies. We can ensure a coordinated effort in disrupting and dismantling drug trafficking networks. This includes sharing intelligence, leveraging resources for complex investigations, and prioritizing the prosecution of drug dealers. 3. What, if any, changes would you suggest to the conflict of interest rules applicable to the Attorney General? Answer. We've heard some concerns and many ideas regarding potential conflicts of interest issues when it comes to things like contracting, procurement, and case reviews. We are committed to conducting a comprehensive review of all of these processes to identify and implement structures to address any potential concerns.